Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together. Hi, Maureen. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I live an incredibly boring life, which is why I'm a writer, because I live vicariously to our characters.
How did you get started writing, and how did you get started within the cozy world writing?
Well, I started writing Star Trek stories when I was a teenager, so I was really into Star Trek fan.
Yeah.
And I moved on to media fandom. We did Quantum Leap, Starsky and Hutch, Star Wars, you name it, we did it. In fact, it put out something like 40 fanzines in about 10 years.
Oh my gosh.
And then one day my husband said, I think you should go pro.
Yeah.
And that took me 11 years. But I finally got published, and it was not in the cozy genre. Mm-hmm. My first books were Hard-Boiled Suspense.
Okay.
My Jeff Resnick series under my L.L. Bart name.
Yeah.
But then, you know, before they were published, I was like, oh, they're not selling. I should try something different. So I read a couple of cozy mysteries from a local author, Claudia Bishop.
Yeah.
And I thought, I can do this.
Yeah.
And so I did it.
Yeah.
But they didn't sell either. So I had a friend in Sisters in Crime who recommended me to her agent.
Mm-hmm.
And she read my Victoria Square book, and she said, I can write. And so that's how I got my first cozy series. She recommended me to an editor at Berkeley.
And
the rest is history. Of course, they wanted me to take a pseudonym, which is okay with me because that meant getting published. But then while I was waiting for that, I sold my first Jeff Resnick book. So it just was a very crazy year or so.
Yeah.
Because at first they wanted me to pump out 3 books 9 months apart, which is really hard. Especially when you're juggling 2 series.
Yeah.
So, and then when I was juggling 3, it became even harder.
Oh my gosh. So you're basically writing, you're a writing machine, just like pumping out books and stuff like that.
Well, it's slowed down a bit since COVID.
Yeah.
A lot of authors I know, just it was very hard to write during COVID.
Yeah.
And I wrote 2 books during the first, like, I don't know, 6-7 months of COVID. And it's now I'm burned out.
Yeah.
So I'm writing about 2 books a year now instead of 3 or 4.
Okay. It's still pretty, it's pretty prolific for someone, you know, and I've interviewed hundreds of authors at this point. And so I can tell you, there's no right way, there's no wrong way. And it's like, you know, pumping out books, it takes a lot of effort, you know?
Yeah.
Because you have to make them separate, standalone from each other, that they're not, they don't mix and match. And you're, at the same time, you know, the creative energy. And obviously with COVID was like, you know, just a lot of stressor, like the world was falling apart. And so like, how do you expect to, yes, it's nice to escape from it, but sometimes like that escape can be triggering to the current life. So let's chat about like your cozy series. As someone I'm a new cozy mystery person, so I'm looking to give it a try. Talk to us about your like the different series that you have been writing for, and a little bit about each one of them. Like, who's the amateur sleuth? What kind of world we're living here, and what kind of jobs or hobbies that they do?
Well, Trisha is a bookseller
in
a little town called Stoneham. It's also known as Booktown. And She has a very difficult life.
Yes.
It seems like something's always being thrown at her. But thanks to her sister, she's able to navigate all this. And that's the thing I love most about the series is the closeness of the sisters.
Yes.
And in my Victoria Square books, I had been a dealer or a vendor, whatever, in a antiques arcade. And so that's kind of where I got my idea for that series but they didn't want to do antique. So I changed it to arts and crafts.
Okay. And
then the series sold because, no, we have too many antiques, you know,
yeah,
books. But that had a rocky start because, like I say, juggling three series was really difficult.
Yeah.
So then I ended up taking on a co-writer.
Yeah.
Because, you know, contracts must be fulfilled.
Yeah.
And so actually it worked out fairly well. I only had one book with Lori Cass.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that she had only signed for one book because it was a 3-book series contract.
Yeah.
And so then we were lucky to find, well, I had already been acquainted with Gail Leeson.
Yeah.
And we were really well together. And I was sorry when she said, I want to write my own books all by myself.
Yeah.
We had such a great collaboration. Not all collaborations work out well.
Yeah.
So I was sorry, but, you know, she's working on her own thing. She's got a lot of great stuff out.
Yeah.
It was really fun to work with her. But now I've written this last one on by myself, which is, you know, kind of weird for the first time in, like, you know, I don't know how many years that I'm writing it by myself. But boy, did I have fun. I looked forward to my writing time every day with this book. It was just so much fun. And it's like, well, I can't wait to do the next one, except now I'm working on the next book town. So,
yeah.
And I still want to do more Jeff Resnick and more Lotus Bay mystery.
Okay.
But Lotus Bay is kind of like, I've already started the next book, in fact, like halfway done, but it's like, oh, but I've got a contract. I've got to get book town. So I'm thinking that when I hand in the manuscript in October, for Kathy and Tori, we'll finally get their next story next winter.
Ooh,
because they're so much fun to write.
Yeah. I can imagine, like, once you find your groove, it's a fun escape to just do it. And especially now where things are a little bit, you know, the world's on fire, but it's still like things are, there's movement in the world is that allows you to just, you know, flexibility. If you want to leave the house, you can leave the house. And so be able to write, be able to go back to those worlds and just enjoy them as they come. So let's talk about the lethal leg effect. What is the elevator pitch?
Katie's ex-mother-in-law is throwing a party and one of her guests ends up literally dead in the water, the lake water. And so then it's up to Katie to figure out what's going on. And she's got a lot of different things juggling in her life. And that was why it was so much fun, because she gets she's broken up with her ex and she's sort of interested in somebody else, but he's with somebody else.
Yeah.
And she's got vendors fighting and merchants on the square fighting. Yeah, not literally, but sparring verbally.
Yeah.
And I guess it's too long for an elevator pitch, isn't it?
No, that's perfect. That's also the book. The whole point of an elevator pitch is not just it's just to sell your book and be like, hey, I want to know. So as a cozy mystery author, I tend to ask this question. What's your favorite way to kill your characters? You know, do you have a preference? Poison, drowning, bludgeoning? What's your preferred way?
I think a lot of them get bludgeoned. But, I mean, there's a drowning in this book, and there's been a drowning in a couple of other ones.
Yeah.
At least one other one.
Yeah.
But it gets hard because it's like, well, bludgeoned somebody in this book. I got to figure out another way for that. And I haven't even figured out for the new book that I'm writing, the new book town.
Yeah.
If it's even going to be it, because my readers have been telling me, kill this person off. For several years.
Yeah.
They're annoyed by this person. And it's like, well, should I or shouldn't I?
Yeah.
Well, then I thought, well, gee, if I kill this other person off, that would make a really good story.
Yeah.
And so that the person they wanted to be killed off is killed off second.
Yeah.
And then this other one is killed off first.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still juggling with
it. It is not good. So
that's what makes it fun, because I don't like to have too detailed a synopsis, because then it gets boring. I want to be just as surprised as the readers. And so that's what a lot of them tell me, like, Mom, I didn't figure that out till the end. It's like, neither did I.
Yes. Oh, I'm excited to read the next book, Town, a book, because I do love the sister stories. I really enjoy the first book when they were hesitant about each other. Trisha was hesitant about her sister, where her sister was like the perfect, you know, yin to her yang, even though they're not close. And I am excited to see them, you know, evolve in the series and your relationship grow.
Well, you've got a lot of books to. I mean, I'm working on 19 right now.
Yeah.
And I feel very lucky to, well, not just lucky, but I'm so grateful to have such a loyal audience.
Yeah.
They're so interested in Trisha and what's going on in her life. And I try to keep things moving. I don't want them to be like the same book over and over again.
Yeah.
So that doesn't make her very happy.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of comp.
Yeah. Lorraine, tell us where you can find you online, your website and your website, basically. Yeah.
Well, I have my Lorraine Bartlett website, lorrainebartlett.com, lornabarrett.com, and LL Bartlett.
Awesome. Thank you, Lorraine, for being on the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Watch Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the Watch Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading! Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.